Welcome to this Ring app update demonstration. And of course, the Ring app is for the Ring Video Doorbell, where via Wi-Fi, you can get the Ring Video Doorbell to detect motion or somebody pressing the doorbell on the Ring Video Doorbell unit itself. And of course, you can answer it then via smartphone, i.e. iPhone, Android phone, or in my case, my Mac. Now, there has been an update done probably several months ago now, but I just haven't got around to doing this little update. And that is where that you can, anytime you like, actually see or hear what's going on at your front door and or also speak to the person at your front door. Because normally on a motion event, you can listen to it, see it, and or speak to the person. And of course, the same for a Ring event, you can just listen or speak to the person as well. With the live view function, you can check into your Ring Video Doorbell anytime you like, whether on your Wi-Fi network or you're out and about via the internet, to see what's going on at your front door or wherever else you've got the Ring Video Doorbell installed. So I thought I might just show you where you can actually find that particular feature and how you can turn on and listen and or talk to your front door if you need to. All right, so let me just ask Siri to open up the Ring Video Doorbell app. Hey Siri, open Ring. So
menu button.
So I've landed on the menu. Now I'm just going to just go through the top of this screen briefly so you can remember what it's like. If you want to listen to my full Ring Video Doorbell, you can go to my podcast feed. And I'll also have that link in the show notes as well if you want to listen to the full Ring Video Doorbell demonstration for installing and using the Ring Video Doorbell with VoiceOver on the iPhone. So let me flip to the right.
My device, heading.
So my device is the heading.
Ring Doorbell, front door, owner.
Okay, that's the name, Ring Video Doorbell. And flip to the right, that one doesn't actually say anything, but that's the wizard for installation.
Selected, all, button.
And then we've got a number of buttons. I've got mine selected to show me all events. So flip to the right.
Rings, button.
There's rings.
Motion, button.
Motion.
Live view, button.
Live view. And flip to the right again.
Star, button.
And we've also got a star one, which I never worry about. So flip to the right.
Front door, live view, today 10:05 a.m.
So that was a live view at 10:05 a.m. this morning when I was doing the recording, just for a bit of practice and testing, make sure it was all working. So basically, whatever button I choose at the top of this screen is what's on the rest of this screen. So if I just selected rings, I'd only be shown ring events on this screen, etc. So to get to the live view, I need to go into the name of the actual device itself. So touching towards the top left-hand side of the screen again.
Menu, button.
Flick to the right.
My device, heading, Ring Doorbell, front door, owner.
Okay, double tap on Ring Video Doorbell.
Selected, front door, in progress, live view, button.
Now, by default, it will land on live view, all right? So I could actually just do double tap now and check out my front door sitting at the back of the house. But I want to just orientate to where that button is on the screen. So if I touch the top left-hand side of my screen again.
Back button.
There's a back button. I flick to the right.
Front door. Heading.
Front door is the heading.
Device settings option icon WH.
Device
button.
Settings.
Battery.
Battery, that's a heading.
Button.
That's the button to check the battery level.
Ring alerts.
Here's ring alerts.
Ring alerts. Switch button.
And these are the toggles to turn
the events
on or off.
Motion alerts.
Motion alerts.
Motion alerts. Switch button.
Motion alerts are on. I can turn them off.
Button.
A button.
Ringtone volume.
Ringtone volume heading.
Live view. Button.
And then the live view button. So the third way to find it, so somewhere we've got it, lands on it when you go into it for the focus, the live view button. You can flick down to it. Or if I just drag my finger down, roughly halfway down the screen and about a third away in from the left-hand edge.
Live view button.
There's the button. All right, so double tap.
Live view. Landscape. Home button to the right. End button.
Okay, now it said home button to the right, which is correct. So I'm now in landscape mode. And if I flick back to the left,
end button,
that's, it rereads the first button on the screen, which is the end button to dismiss the dialog box. If I flick to the right,
activating device,
it says activating device.
Icon SN white phone accept button.
And I find sometimes because this is talking to my Ring Video Doorbell, the volume goes up as you can just tell. So let me just make it read. I'm just going to turn VoiceOver down a little bit.
Selected. Icon SN gray speaker on.
That's button. Better. All right, so flick back to the left.
Icon SN white phone accept. Icon SN white phone end.
So button. There's the end button. So the first button. Then we flick to the right.
Icon SN white phone accept button.
Now the accept button is where I can both hear the audio at the front door and speak at the same time. The second one that I use
selected.
All the time.
Icon SN gray speaker on button.
And this is just the speaker by itself. So no microphone. You can just hear what's going on the front door. So I flick to the right again.
Selected. Icon SM Gray speaker on.
All right, button. So if I double tap on it.
Icon SM Gray speaker on.
Okay, that's my front door. And probably if I talk a bit louder, you can hear my voice coming from the back of the house because I've actually got my physical front door open and the Ring video doorbell is picking my voice up as well. And if I double tap on it again.
Selected. Icon SM Gray speaker on.
I've muted it. If I double tap on it again.
Icon SM Gray speaker on.
Back on the speaker. Now the other one, let me just mute the speaker.
Selected. Icon SM Gray speaker on.
The other one, if I flick to the left.
Icon SM white phone accept button.
This is the one where I said you can both speak and hear the audio at the same time. So if I double tap on that now.
Icon SM white phone accept. Icon SM white phone end button.
There's the audio. And I can hear my voice coming from my front door. Now flick to the right.
Icon SM Gray mic on button.
Now we've got a gray mic on.
Icon SM Gray speaker on button.
And the speaker on. So I can actually mute either one of those again. So if I want to flick back to the
icon
left.
Icon SM Gray mic on button.
I can double tap on mic.
Selected. Icon SM Gray mic on.
And I'm just hearing the speaker now. Or let me just double tap on the speaker and make it live again.
Icon SM Gray mic on.
Testing, testing. Yep, there we go. Talking to my front door. If I flick to the left.
Icon SM white phone end button.
I can double tap on end.
Portrait. Front door. In progress.
And I've gone back to the Ring video doorbell sub-screen. So let me just touch on the top left-hand side.
Back button.
Back button.
Back button. My device. Menu.
And then
button.
Finally, of course, just to round it off a little bit, let me flick to the right.
My device. Ring doorbell. Front door.
And we'll go down to the screens.
Selected. All. Rings.
Past all
button.
The buttons.
Motion. Live view. Start. Button. Front door. Live view. Today 10:11 a.m.
Okay, and that was just my session that we just heard now at a 10:11 a.m. I'm going to press home to come out of the Ring app.
Mail.
So that completes this little update to the Ring video doorbell app. It has been out for several months now. I just haven't got around to doing it. If you want to find live view, you go into the name of your doorbell. In my case, I just called it front door. Double tap on the live button and you can hear or speak or both to your front door or wherever else you might have the Ring video doorbell anytime you like, rather than responding to a motion or a Ring event. And if you want to listen to the full Ring video doorbell demo that I did for installation and on how to use it, I'll put that link in the show notes if you want to listen to the whole demo. But anyway, that'll do me for the moment. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.